Now a fishing legend in his own mind, Rick Jordan.
In my mind, yes. I haven't fished for a long time. Probably November 1st.
Wow.
And remember the day? It was an awful day. We didn't catch anything except cold, very, very cold. Won't be long, though. Won't be long. Yeah. Ice is... Well, anyway, let's talk about that as we get going on the frenzy. Let's kick it off with Russ Francisco. Good morning at Marine General.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Feeling good, looking bad.
Okay. Not good.
I hear you're working. I can hear it.
Oh, yeah. We're loading trailers. Even though the season hasn't been real brisk, we're still selling lots of ice fish and stuff, so we're hauling a lot of that this morning, tents and things like that, and then we're getting ready for the show coming up next week.
Yep.
So we've got trailers full of that, so we're running like crazy right now trying to play both seasons again. I've been doing this for a couple of years, playing two seasons. It's sort of weird.
You're getting good at it. You've done this a lot. I mean, you have moved your whole store dozens, if not hundreds of times, haven't you?
Yeah, thousands of times. You know, when you think about it, the mall stores we've had, the places we put stores, we've been moving stuff forever.
I was just thinking about that mall store. Somebody, we were chatting over a Pepsi the other day, and somebody said, you remember when Russ had that store at the Miller Mall? And I said, yes. How did it go? Was it a bad experience?
It was fine.
Was it?
No, we had stores there four different times in maybe five now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for anywhere from just the Christmas season to, we were there 10 times now that I think about it. We were there Christmas season, and then sometimes we were there for 3 or 4 years. So whenever things got slow and the mall didn't have enough stores, they'd call up and say, want to put a store up here? And put a store in there, and then when it got good again and the big stores wanted to come in, they'd sort of boot us out. So.
It sounds like something Mr. Murphy would do.
Yeah, it was,
well,
actually.
Curiously, when you had the store at the mall compared to the one at 15th Avenue East, it was different sales, I'll bet, wasn't it? Different
items.
Yeah,
a lot more clothing. We did the ski business was about the same, kayak business was about the same, but the hardcore fishing stuff was more casual, and the clothing was a lot more intense. So
yeah.
It was just a different clientele.
My son and I were talking during the summer. We would look around. We need the certain swivels, and we need certain weights, lead weights, etc. And they were kind of hard to find. Was I just missing the boat there, or were those things hard to find?
Weights of different sizes and shapes were hard to get this year.
Yeah.
For the last 2 years, part of it is that we lost a lot of lead companies in the United States. Right. It's sort of crazy. The lead companies in the United States are chastised by the government just severely, but we can import all the lead we want. So it's just, so what you're going to see in the next couple of years is all the lead on our shelves probably going to be imported because the U.S. companies are going to be gone.
I would think that lead would almost be a recycled business. Like, I'm done with this lead, put it in this bucket and then remelt it and recast it.
Well, except you drop it on the bottom of the lake, you can't get it back. So we a long time ago, and Dave Zentner. Dave worked with the Ikes and with the state of Minnesota, I thought he had it down. I thought we had the replacement for lead. We had a timeline to do it. He talked to Northland, to Lindy Littlejoy. I mean, he did all the work. And I did a lot of phone calling, trying to figure out how to do it with distributors and stuff. And I thought he had it done, and the state never passed it. So we'd be using all antimony and different things right now, and we'd have it run over. But Water Gremlin in the Twin Cities, they're not making much lead right now. I think they've canceled my bulk order, so we're working with Eagle Claw, and everything will have to come out of China. So it's sort of an interesting thing. We'll know more in the next couple of weeks.
I had a cousin who was very good at making jigs and other lures, fishing equipment, from recycling the lead. And here's how he did it. A house that was being remodeled or moved, literally moved, on wheels, in the walls next to windows, they had these huge, huge weights. And the house mover wanted those weights out of there for obvious reasons, because it would swing around and damage the walls. And he made thousands of jigs with those kind of recycled weights.
Yeah, sash weights, and they were pure lead, so
yeah.
they were really good. They weren't like wheel weights and stuff. And we thought when everybody remodeled in Morgan Park, we'd grab all the lead sash weights, and they, because it was the U.S. Steel, they were all cast iron. So we got fooled on that one. We were collecting weights like crazy when we were kids, and it was all iron. But so we're going to see what happens in the next, few years. Like a lot of the lures you buy right now, you think are lead,
yeah,
but they're really antimony and other things. A lot of the manufacturers have already traded off and quit building lead.
Do they still have the weight per size?
No, they don't. But people don't notice it, or the jig is just a hair bigger. Or now with all the different shaped jigs we have, wings on them and everything, you don't notice it.
Huh. I'll be darned. Oh, well, I guess we better get used to that, too.
Yeah, I think so. It's fine. We were crappie fishing a year ago, and we were using tiny 32nd-ounce jigs in the summertime, and it was taking forever for the jig to get down. But every time it went down, it caught a fish.
Wow.
So, it was a good trade-off.
Wow. 32nd, that is so tiny.
It is, it's just really small.
Wow, that's like a BB in a shotgun shell.
Yep, sort of fun, but you got to be patient.
You get a lot of people in to talk fishing, and they're talking ice fishing. We still have some time during the ice season. We just don't have the good ice.
Yeah, well, we have okay ice, but it's, in a lot of places we have, 8 to 11 inches of nice, clear, blue ice.
Yeah.
In some places it's sort of crummy, but we're not driving on it. We're not being able to take wheelhouses and crankdowns out. We're not able to do the things everybody wants to do. So it's a bad ice fishing year for a lot of people. But people that walk on ice, they're doing just fine. They're having a wonderful year.
Yeah.
So it just depends. So we're busy. It's steady. It's certainly not like it was before the last two seasons, because we got snowed out last year. We got warmed out this year. But still people are going and they're getting around, and the resorts are holding in there. It could be busier. The sales from the manufacturers and the deals that we're given, all the dealers are given right now to move stuff through, is incredible. Because it's not brisk, and they want to move stuff through. So it's going to be a whole nother, I think next year we'll have some sales again. I don't know what we'll have, but I think we're going to have some sales again. I think there's just so much inventory throughout the United States and the lack of cold weather is going to cause us to have another year where people can get deals on stuff. But right now, you can save $200, $400. I mean, no matter where you go, some dealer is running some kind of sale on something right now. It's really good for the consumer. And then we've had to play so much summer. We sold our first load of downriggers, our spring load of downriggers, all through.
No,
we had to bring another one in for the show. So a lot of people are rigging boats. Just that odd year, that's all.
What are you going to highlight at the show, which is what, next week, week after?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of neat stuff happening. So we've got the Humminbird University. So this is the first time Humminbird was going to do this. It was supposed to be a run of deals, and they just never got the run done. But they had always promised to Duluth. So Duluth is the only place that's going to have a Humminbird class. We're going to have five of them, and it's $25. And when you go to the class, you sign pre-sign up, give us $25. You do it, just call Marine General. When the class is done, you show up for the class, they'll give you a $25 gift card to cover your $25. It's basically free. And then your name will go in a hat. Everybody that pre-registers, your name will go in the hat for drawing for $50 gift cards. So we'll have a bunch of $50 gift cards. So that's sort of really fun. So that's new this year. We used to do Lowrance for years, and now Humminbird's finally stepped up. And because there's so many helixes and stuff out there, this will be really good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over, how to fish with your sounder, how to use your sight imaging, how to make a map, stuff like that. So this will be really nice. And then, of course, we have the new Minn Kota trolling motors on the main floor. We'll have some of the new Garmin stuff, the new Garmin Kraken motors. They'll be pushing those really hard. They're so hard to get, I don't even think we're going to have displays because everybody's buying them so fast. And then we've got all kinds of deals on rods, reels, electronics. And then on the upper floor, just like always, all that half-price stuff we've been doing in the store for the last month is going down there, and we're going to dump it out for half price. And probably when we come back to the store, we're going to convert it to spring.
You had me at Kraken.
Yeah.
Now, that's the Seattle hockey team?
It is, but this is Garmin's trolling motor.
Yeah. I think, theoretically, Kraken is a monster that devours anything.
Yep.
Okay. Whew. I'm safe then. All right. Hey, Russ, thanks. What are your hours, Marine General?
96 Monday through Saturday, 93 on Sunday, marinegeneral.com all the time. Outside the area, call 800-777-8557. We ship every day.
Attaboy. Russ Francisco, get back to work. Thank you. We'll be back with Pat Kukul in a minute.
The stars won't come out.
Too cloudy. Let's move over to Superior, Ogden Avenue. Pat Kukul, Superior Shooter Supply. Good morning.
Okay, should I quit singing now?
I didn't know the song. I would have sung with you.
It's Candida, Tony Orlando, and Dawn.
Oh, my God.
I'll be Tony and you be Dawn, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good deal.
Well,
we are here in winter, and indeed. So we are receiving new product.
Yeah.
And, yeah. We're getting... I was just looking this up because I'm kind of dumb today. The new Ruger American rifles, they should be arriving.
Luger rifles?
Ruger.
Oh, Ruger. Okay.
Not Luger. Luger's old-fashioned stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to be coming in today, and I can't even remember what's new about them, but I'm sure there's something new and wonderful. And we've got, you know, it's kind of fun this time of the year when they finally start putting stuff out because, you know, although I like the everything old, you know, people just want to look at things. So that's good. And we're just getting ready for things. Turkey, the Gitche-Gumee chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is March 1st. And so if you want to go, it's at the Belgium Club in Superior. We have tickets here. That's always a good time.
And that Belgian Club is fun.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to say kicked out of, but we couldn't get scheduled into Barker's Island.
Oh.
And because they're busy, you know, and it's beautiful. So we wound up there some years ago, and we just kept it going there.
Oh, that'll teach Barker's Island.
Well, I mean, no, they're a beautiful facility, but they're very busy, you know, they got all their stuff. So we just hang out at the Belgium Hall, and it's a fun time. It really is. And it's always good to do these things. Our sports show is March 23rd, 24th, and 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
At Westman.
Yeah, at the Westman, and we're getting geared up for that, too. So, you know, and then I know this weekend the sports shows, or next 15th, people get out and about, and when that happens, it's good for everybody. You know, they make a weekend of it, and they come in all over, and it's fun.
What's the weather been like where you live? Any ice on lakes? Any snow on the ground?
No, they have canceled things so badly.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, I don't have to tell you that, how many cancellations there are. They got in a few when there was ice, when we got that cold snap. Like, they have a wonderful fishing tournament in Iron River for breast cancer. And they got that in, but, you know, every time you turn around, somebody else is going through the ice. It's not going to be that.
My neighbor had a really good idea. He was an avid fisherman, especially loves ice fishing. He said... why don't you buy the ticket anyway and donate the money? Even if you know you can't go or they cancel it, let them have the money. They need that for a good reason.
And I think most people here are like that. And some people are just, you know, I can't speak for organizations, but if they did something, they're kind of doing something else, having banquets, because really that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
I'm always really impressed with how much money can be raised in this area. I'm always impressed with that.
And you have a chance to win something like a shotgun or a rifle.
Right. It's always, you know, it's always good and it's always fun. And again, usually in the winter, we're looking for something social to do. I don't know what we'd call this kind of weather we're having.
Oh, I got a good word, but Dave Sternberg won't let me use it.
Yeah, it's been interesting, hasn't it? But, I can't say it's been bad for our business, but I know...
Yeah.
You know, some of it has been. It seems there's always somebody who wins and somebody who loses, right?
Yeah. And you've got your store over there in Ogden. It's more than just guns. You've got some nice ancillary equipment and clothing, too.
We have a lot of clothing. We have a really nice safe inventory now. Again, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
Our gun safes have been selling very well. I have quite a bit to pick from, and they've been shipping fairly well. So I'm real happy about that. Usually we, you know, prior we had to wait 4 months for a shipment, but that's not quite true anymore. So that's been going real well. We have a lot of trap loads in, too, which is nice. Superior Trap Club is shooting every Sunday, not every other Sunday, open to the public. So, yeah, we've got, and we got some components in. We'd like more, but...
I've got a question, kind of a dummy question. No comment. If I've got trap load in my garage or basement or wherever I keep it, could I use that for actual hunting? What would be the setbacks?
Well, for grouse, most people do.
Do
use
they?
Trap loads for, yeah, they really do.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 ounce is 7.5, 0.75 is 7.5. So we sell more trap loads for grouse than anything, really.
Huh. Okay, I guess I'm all right then. All right, what are your hours, location, et cetera?
Okay, we're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and right at the corner of Ogden and Winter. We're here to help you out.
Atta girl, thank you very, very much.
You bet.
See you later. So who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, Mr. Strandberg?
I have no clue, actually.
Your favorite,
and chance? I don't really care. So I won't have any money on either team, so it doesn't matter to me.
I spent a lot of time...
Yeah, researching?
In Kansas City.
Oh.
As a kid.
All right.
My mom and dad both from there. My brother and sisters all born there.
I can see why you would root for them.
Kind of rooting for Kansas City. I really like Kelsey. I think he is one of the best football players I've ever run into.
He's got a cute girlfriend, too.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Oh.
Got a picture, though. You want to see it?
Yeah, right.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
Nino Temple and April Stevens.
Right on.
Well... sleepy around here because it's no snow, no green grass. Johnny Charlstrom up and at him. Good morning, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good, but the question is, are you selling any bait? Are people going fishing?
This week was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
We still got a handful of people sliding out there, but we have not seen the masses. It's just been kind of quiet times at the bait shop.
I feel very, very sorry for you. If you don't sell bait,
Well, we're selling a little bait and we're selling a little propane. And back in archery, they've been selling a couple of bows. So
good.
When everything is added up together, we're still keeping the lights on. But it's kind of a holding pattern this time of year till we hit the open water season.
It's not so bad that we have to have a tag sale for you. I hope.
Yeah.
I hope. So, is anybody going out? And if they do, what lakes are they picking up your way?
People still going out on Fish Lake. People still going out on Boulder and Rice. Rice has some big open water on it, but if you sidestep the open water at the landing and get around the island, most of the lake still has like 9 inches of ice on it. But anyway, because there's no snow on the ice, fish are still biting.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that are getting out there, sounds like they've been playing with a lot of northerns, but something to make the bobber go down anyway.
Yeah, that's good eating.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Your favorite fish to eat for the table fare?
I sure do like walleyes.
Yeah.
And our boundary water trip in the spring, those boundary water lake trout are pretty fantastic.
How deep are you fishing in the springtime for those lakers?
when we go in for our boundary water, June, usually beginning of June trip or end of May, that we're probably, you know, fishing on a canoe with spinners. I bet you we're just fishing that top 15 feet of water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't have to get down very, very deep when that water's still ice cold.
Yeah.
Those fish will be feeding all the way right to the surface. And a lot of those June trips, when we get in there, there's some pretty good bug hatches going on, and there'll be those little winged ants all over the water. And
yeah.
Usually when you see that,
yeah.
you'll see ripples on the water all around the canoe, and you know they're feeding all the way to the surface for those guys.
Wow, excellent. Well, I don't think we're going to worry about them being too deep this year. Or, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the pattern up there, but with the warm water, the ice is going to be gone quickly.
Yeah. I was joking with my uncle because he just sent me the dates for this year's boundary water trip for June 9th. And I said that the way the weather's been going, we could probably go in for April 9th.
But, yeah.
But we'll see what the conditions are.
Yeah.
If the water's warmed up extra early, then they just fish them a little deeper.
Yeah, we're still fishing on last year's license, by the way, right?
Right. The new licenses come into effect March 1st.
A couple of weeks.
And probably this next week, I bet you we'll get an update on our license machines, and then we'll be able to start selling the new ones. But as of just the other day, when a guy came in to purchase one of the spring turkey licenses, you know, when I tried to ring him up one on the machine,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't there as an option yet.
Oh.
So that'll be coming up real fast, probably like I say this next week.
Have you
we'll
seen
get an update on the machines?
Have you seen turkeys around your house, sir?
Not within the like a few miles of here, but just yesterday when I brought in the bank deposit, driving downtown on my way off of the just off of Arlington, I seen three turkeys in the ditch feeding. I thought, boy, these things are all the way in the city limits.
Wow. Well, they'll probably get their way down to Park Point. I know Strandberg has them over in Superior. You had them a long time ago, didn't you?
Turkeys? No, I haven't seen any turkeys.
Oh, you're kidding. Is that right?
No, I've got every other animal in the world in my yard, but no turkeys.
Huh, I'll be darned.
Well, yet.
Johnny, you got turkeys mixed with your chickens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, how about some hours there? First for the archery and then the bait shop and store.
Yep. Archery opens every morning at 9, closes at 8, 7 on Sundays. And the bait shop, we open up at 6 o'clock, close at 8, 7 on Sundays.
Keep a tight line and your chin up.
You bet.
It'll all get better here. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. The frenzy continues right after this.
You're listening to The Fishing Frenzy with Rick Jordan.
Back on the Frenzy with the Beatles and Dave Miller, Northwest Outlet. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. And good morning, everybody out there.
60 years ago, the Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan on this date. Remember that?
Yes, I do. And I think everybody under 21 years of age watched it.
You know... Guys, I remember that, too, but I kind of remember my mom and dad thinking, the kids don't need to watch that.
Yeah, my dad was ready to turn it off, but I was bigger than him, so I fought him back.
Oh, gosh, black and white and everything, you know, that's the old TV.
Yeah, I do remember it, and they had, I don't know, two or three visits with Ed on that show.
Yeah, I think it was two.
Yeah.
A couple?
They'd be on, sing a couple songs, and they'd take a break and be on later, sing a couple more after Topo Gigio or whatever.
Topo Gigio, yeah. Oh, right. And then the guy that would spin the pie plates.
Yeah, right. Pie plates are always
boy,
good.
What a great entertainment. Mr. Mills, I got to tell you, a few years ago I bought some socks at Northwest Outlet. They're darn tough, those socks.
Literally, figuratively, they are. Yeah.
And I wore the heel off one of them, took them back, and you gave me some new ones.
You know, I don't follow real close how that works up front, but that's kind of a darn tough thing, you know.
Yep.
They got a lifetime guarantee on the socks, and actually, Smart Wool. Smart Wool's got something similar going, too, but it's a little bit different. I put a pair on every day. They're the most comfortable, you know, breathable, workable socks.
Yep.
And durable. Holy cow, they last forever.
Yep.
Here a while ago, I bought 6 pair of some ugly socks, figuring that because I couldn't get the kind that I wanted, the plain color that I wanted, I'm still trying to wear out those ugly socks.
Tie them on the tire back, rear. Yeah. No,
yeah.
They're very comfortable and they're good looking. Thank you.
They do the job. And, you know, I was thinking before the phone call came in about how kind of later in the winter, it's always fun to get out when the snow is hard and you can walk on top of it, and get out and explore places that, you know, they're maybe a little hard to get to in the wintertime and whatever. But, you know, that time is right now. Just being able to get out and explore some areas. I do have to say that lately it's been putting a pair of ice cleats in the day pack just in case you need them when you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's great to get out and see some of that back country. That the only thing is the waterfalls don't seem to be doing too much yet.
But the trails don't have as much of deep snow on it, so you can motor pretty good on your feet.
You can, yeah. There is some mud, but especially you get out in the morning, things tend to be frozen up pretty good and working. And, you know, whether we're down on the North Country Trail in Wisconsin or up in Duluth, and, you know, one place that I kind of like to go and haven't been yet this time of the year is go out to the airport at Park Point and then hike out on the beach and back on the Middle Trail or whatever. You know, there's some great exploring to do out there. And lake seems to be a little bit lower these days, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It was down in the Cornucopia area here not too long ago, and the beach is a lot wider than it used to be.
There are some people, and I'm sure the folks that measure rainfall would be great to talk to, but our lake has kept up, and I don't know where this water's coming from because we haven't had any rain. Island Lake is still pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, and evaporation, I know, on Lake Superior is a big component of water level in the winter. And when you have ice, you don't have the evaporation. But, gosh, we have hardly any ice right now. And it maybe have to watch the charts a little closer this year for not getting into too shallow water.
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot about low water levels, I think, unless huge amounts of rains come in or some snow.
It could happen. People think that it's springtime, but we have some good blizzards in April sometimes. So we got a ways to go here. But, you know, it's like at the store, we're selling rubber boots for kids. That, you know, like, and rain gear, gosh, we haven't received our big orders of rain gear coming in here yet, but trying to keep people set up with that. Of course, long underwear is going on. The ice cleats are big right now. Picks for life if you're doing anything on the ice, and you got to be so careful on the ice. Which reminds me, years ago, Larry, that used to work at the store, he and his buddy were out fishing on the St. Louis River, kind of up above the old Arrowhead Bridge, and all of a sudden plunk through the ice boat, one of them. But it was where the weeds were up underneath the ice, and so they created a darker surface, and as the snow kind of disappeared, the solar effect on the on the dark weeds caused the ice to get soft, so it was real kind of pothole-y out there, and people got to be a little aware of that too when they're out.
I promise I will. What are your hours at Northwest Outlet?
We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5:30. We're closed on Sundays right now. Folks, whatever you need to get outdoors and have fun, come check us out. We got this huge winter clearance going on. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you.
Grazing in the grass. Something like
Ventura
that.
Highway with America. So we head up the highway in, what, California, I suppose. Pretty wet there again.
Is it again? They're still doing that?
Yeah, I think they still got issues with flooding and mudslides.
They're
and what
keeping all our rain.
Oh, maybe that's it, yeah.
Come on. Let us have some more.
Share a little more.
Yeah. Well, back on the frenzy, coming up on about 10 minutes before 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt King's with us up in, are you Hermantown or Pike Lake?
No, we're Kenosha Township, just out of Hermantown. Hermantown starts right behind Super One over there.
Okay.
So about a block away.
Close enough.
Yep.
If you had a fire, who would you call?
It'd be Kenosha.
Okay.
They got the fire hall right down by the Pike Lake School down there.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, right across next door.
Yep, right at the Pike Lake Landing there, essentially.
Yep, right by the sign that says slow down.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
You got Pike Lake right next to you. Is that a fishable lake?
Yes, it is. The lakes are getting a little water on them here for the last few days, but we're going to... You know, things are going to tighten up here now a little bit as these temps are going to get a little bit more favorable for keeping that, freezing that slush back up.
Yeah. We talk about walleye fishermen. We know they go through the ice, dig a hole, go down 8 feet, 5 feet. What about the folks that are doing rivers, streams? Do they have a season right now? I know it comes in and out, in and out.
Yeah, so they've been fishing on the river down there, the St. Louis.
Yeah,
they were fishing in the bay, but to my understanding now, I don't think anyone's really been going out there.
Yeah.
With this weather we had, and you got to be careful out there. That's a little different deal, and it moves around a little bit on you. But I haven't gotten a report in the last probably 4 days, 5 days. On the river at all. Nobody's come in and said they're going down to the river up by, say, Spirit Lake and, that area. I haven't heard of that. They were before that, but right now I think, and that might be a pretty good idea right now to just kind of wait and let's see how that ice fares after all this.
Yeah, we're probably, knocking on wood here, probably going to have a cold spell that'll freeze things up again.
Yeah, and I was watching that a little bit last night, and it sounds like you got some 20s coming here, and lower single digits at night and stuff like that. So that'll tighten things back up, and you'll make a little bit more ice again. But the inland lakes are still good. They're still fishable, and there's people getting out. It's the lakes I've been seeing anywhere from 11 to 14 inches. You might have on some of these lakes like Pike that froze a little later, you might have some spots that might have like 9. So I don't recommend driving a vehicle out there. Four-wheeler is a good idea, or a snowmobile, or walking, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Safe side of things.
Yeah, and even walking, take a little something that might give you some traction or flotation.
Yeah, exactly. Float suit's a good idea. Picks. We've sold a lot of picks this year, a lot of cleats. And now the lakes, they were slippery in the beginning, then we got that snow and they were all right. Now they're a little slick again. So cleats are a good idea so you don't ruin your day of fishing by falling.
Just to get wet sucks.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We feel like we're moving up here. We're loading boxes and boxes and boxes up to go down to the sports show for fishing and hunting, and we got everything going down there.
Well, you got some good prices there for the show?
Yeah, we started a little early here in the store. We've got our pink tag gun sale going on, $25 to $100 off. Every firearm in the store is on sale.
Wow.
We've got rods on sale from, I even got some St. Croix at 30% off. And we got 20% off all our rods, 10% off our reels. Pretty much everything else is like 20% off, 10% off electronics, you know, things like that, bait buckets. You name it, we're kind of doing a little pre-sale before the show for those who couldn't get to the show.
Yep.
But if you can get down there, stop down and see us at the show, because we're going to have some good deals. And we're also going to have a little coupon deal, too, that we're giving out. So if you come to our booth, say, down at the fishing booth, and you purchase something, we're going to give you a coupon to go upstairs and purchase something upstairs. You'll get a coupon for some money off upstairs.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah, and vice versa. So if you're upstairs and you buy something, we're going to give you a coupon then for the fishing booth downstairs. So we're trying to get some promotions going, and, you know.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like it. I got a question on how to buy a fishing rod. Now, in my lifetime, I've bought a lot of them. I just look at it and I say, hey, nice color, and et cetera, and that's fine. I'll take it. But there is a scientific way to find a rod that's right for you. What is it?
Well, and that's really so, for example, I'll just give an example for myself. I tend to fish with a longer fishing rod. I grew up fishing a lot on the shores of Lake Superior, casting and using, you know, 8 foot or all the way up to 11 foot rods.
Wow.
So I got used to using longer fishing rods. So, like, for me, for walleyes, I use 8 foot to 9 foot rods. But that's because I'm comfortable with it, right?
Okay.
But I've gone to, say, my like my jigging pole, for example. I use a medium light, 8 foot medium light St. Croix. And I like that medium light better than a medium, because I can feel that tick, tick, tick on that jig,
sure.
Right? When they hit it.
Yeah.
Versus when I'm using like a rod to troll spinners or something like that, I might go to like a medium, because you've got that weight behind you, you're towing that spinner, and sometimes you can get away with a medium light, but I like the medium just to have a little bit more support there as I'm, you know, trolling, because sometimes I might throw on a Rapala, too, and so you get a lot of pull there. But generally, I would say walleye fishing, things like that, people want to, you know, medium light to medium. 6 foot to 7.5 is probably the most common.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into pan fishing, you want to go lighter. It's a lot more fun to fight the fish, for one, but you can also feel them bite a little bit better. If you're using a real, say, a 16th ounce or 32nd ounce jig with a lightweight or an ultralight even, you can feel so much better that picking of those fish or what they're doing with it. So that's kind of a, I don't know if that answers your question completely, but it that's some of the things that we look at, is asking
pretty good.
People what they're doing. Yeah.
It's very good.
Got any cane poles, Matt?
Any what?
Cane poles.
That's what I'm used to.
Cane poles. You know what? I don't think I do right now.
Oh,
We usually do have a cane pole in here, but I don't think I do have one.
Oh, man, they're huge. 14, 15 feet? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun. I think we all grew up probably holding a cane pole at one time or another. Yeah.
Really fun.
That's some good deals. Hey, you mentioned the rods and stuff. What else you got? We got about a minute.
Well, I tell you what, if you're still looking to get in on some ice fishing stuff, I've got augers and I got houses at, I'm telling you, blowout prices, cheapest you'll ever find. Stop up and see us. We got some great deals on some end of the season ice fishing gear.
Okay. We'll see you at the show. You'll be down there
Sounds
on Saturday.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're invited. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Well, there you go. And remember, we will be down there broadcasting next Saturday.
Very cool.
What time? 1 o'clock?
Noon to 1.
Noon to 1.
To 1.
There you go.
Saturday, next weekend.
Thank you. All right.